good morning to all our listeners from a wintry Cape Town. And I think this morning it's quite apt that we just quickly chat a little bit about what to do in your garden when it's waterlogged, as well as how much pruning is really required at this time of the year. We must just remember that with waterlogging, what actually happens in our garden is that the water expels all the oxygen in the soil. And generally, over a short period of time, plants can withstand that, so they can be submerged for a short period of time. But anything in excess of 7 to 14 days will become a problem. So if you have excessive water logging in your garden, think of ways to either try and redirect the water away from those low-lying areas of your garden. One of them is if you have downpipes that don't discharge into a gully or into the stormwater, think of using those plastic flexible piping that you attach with a cable tie to your downpipe. And you can buy them at most hardware stores, and garden centers also sell them per meter. And that just helps you to get the water away from those waterlogged areas, at least not adding to the problem with water from your roofs. And just don't forget that pots are standing around the house might be blocked. Therefore, water sitting in the pot can also simply lead to waterlogging. And you don't want that, because technically what happens is plants dry. But what I really wanted to talk about this morning, more than anything else, we have questions coming through. Don't forget to send your questions or your queries or any topic that you would like us to discuss on Fine Gardening at FMR is send your email to finegardening@fmr.co.za. And the questions that have been coming through quite recently is about pruning at this time of the year. How much is pruning, and is it already time to start pruning? Now, quickly, technically, we must just remember that the pruning of plants is determined by when their sap flow is at their lowest, and their sap flow is simply determined by how cold it gets. And I think we've got enough cold spells and we've had enough cold weather in Cape Town to say that it's fairly, you can pretty much go ahead and do all pruning. That includes roses, fruit trees, and other shrubs in the garden. There might be some minor areas which have sort of localized climate areas which might be a little bit warmer and you would like to hold on for a week or so, but generally you can start pruning back. And I think it's very important when you read literature to understand what the difference is between heavy pruning, light pruning, and medium pruning. So when we talk about light pruning, we are talking about removing approximately 20% of the plant, shrub, or tree, as a matter of fact, 20% of the total volume of the plant. And that would really constitute light pruning. Then we start going to medium pruning, which would be 50% of the plant, and up to 80%, which is regarded as heavy pruning. Now, plants which require heavy pruning at this time of the year are certainly our hydrangeas. It just simply assists with bud formation, and that you get in November and December a far better compact plant. Another plant that will certainly also fall into the heavy pruning category would be gaura, one of the exotic plants that we plant in our garden, which are very pretty in pink and white. We also call it the butterfly bush. Requires very heavy pruning, down to 80% of its total volume, which needs to be removed during winter, which will cause it to flush out and become a nice, beautiful, compact plant in the spring season with many, many buds moving forward. And then obviously there's a whole range of plants which will require 50% pruning. Certainly our salvias fall into that category, both the indigenous and the exotica, Salvia lucantha being a hugely popular plant. I spoke about it a few weeks ago. It requires a medium pruning. And then light pruning would be your roses. Don't go too heavy, and just remember that the golden rule with pruning is the 3 D's. Remember to remove all dead, diseased, or dying plants of your plant. And this generally refers mostly to woody type of plants. So those are the 3 D's. Remember that. Dead, diseased, or dying. That is what gets removed first. And thereafter, you refer to your gardening books. And now at least you know what they mean when they say light, medium, and heavy pruning of your plants at this time of the year. And remember, don't be scared. Pruning of plants stimulates new growth. It's important for the regeneration and bud formation of many plants. So don't be scared to go out. Make sure your secateurs are nice and sharp when doing the job, or your loppers, whichever one you choose. But it is vital, and it's part of our winter gardening maintenance program. So till next week, happy gardening.